The residents of the Hill were permitted to spend an afternoon in Santa Fe, shopping. Some would also take the occasion to drop by the bar at La Fonda for a drink. Oppenheimer frequently spent the night in Dorothy McKibben's beautiful, thick-walled adobe home on the old Santa Fe Trail. In 1936, McKibben had spent $10,000 to build a classic Hispanic ranch house on an acre and a half of land just south of Santa Fe. With its carved Spanish doors and wraparound porch, the house looked as if it had been there for many decades. Dorothy filled it with local antique furniture and Navajo rugs. As the project's gatekeeper, she held a Q, top-level, security badge, and so Oppenheimer frequently used her home to hold sensitive meetings in Santa Fe. McKibben loved playing den mother on these occasions, but she also treasured the many quiet evenings she spent alone with Oppenheimer, cooking his favorite dinner of steak and asparagus, while he mixed the best dry martinis you ever had. For Oppenheimer, McKibben's home was a refuge from the constant surveillance he lived with on the Hill. "Dorothy loved Robert Oppenheimer," David Hawkins later said. "He was her special one, and she, his."